Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life. And we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Welcome to On the Leading Edge, Redefining Real Estate. I'm Linda Okoneski, CEO of Leading Edge.
I'm Ramsey Fretz, also with Leading Edge Real Estate.
Thrilled to have you here today. Last week, our intro was that we were going to take the disruptors and what's been going on in real estate and all the changes and move into pricing, the recession. Is it here? When is it coming? Will it ever come? And what we're going to do about it. But I think most specifically, we want to discuss how agents need to adjust when pricing homes.
So we are definitely in a changing market. I don't have any giant concerns about the recession, but I also think in 2006, people didn't either. So we don't really know what's going to happen. There is no crystal ball for this. What we do know is that interest rates are good, the housing stock is healthy, and with the new guidelines that have been put into place for lending, it's just a healthier market than it was, 10 years ago. But what we are seeing is the beginning of a leveling market.
And at least in Greater Boston.
Oh, absolutely. And in there's other areas where it continues to rise. There's pockets where it's doing really well and pockets where it's not doing well at all. But in the Greater Boston area, what we're starting to see is absorption drops. So basically, the amount that comes on versus the amount that sells is starting to change, and it's starting to get a little bit more in the buyer's favor. I wouldn't say it's a buyer's market, but I would not say anymore that it is just a strictly seller's market. And what's happening is that we have been chasing the market upwards since 2013, 2012. And it's really easy to price a property when everything sells at some point, and when the time you price it 3 months before you actually go on or whatever it may be, is usually lower than when the actual market or where the market price is later. What we're starting to see now is the reverse of that. And so, Linda, I'd love to hear a little bit about how you begin to price in that changing market when the seller's expectations are still extremely high, but the buyers are getting much more wary.
We've had a lot of buyer fatigue. We're noticing it with, we're not seeing the multiple offers that we were seeing. That's the first, litmus test. We're seeing sellers who are disappointed that they only got full price. We have sellers who don't even want to accept only full price. In this changing market, we're seeing prices flattening or just very small appreciation. And in some markets, like you said, appreciation's dropping, but by a quarter point. We're not seeing big changes, but the expectation for the sellers continue to ride because they still remember when their neighbor sold 2 years ago that there were 17 offers and it went 100 over asking.
So let's go into some fundamentals. So if you are a listing broker, you're going to the presentation table and you know that there's been two or three other brokers brought in, and you also now know that if you overpay for the listing, if you buy this listing, it could really languish on the market. How are you specifically trying to tell them a pricing? I know you usually use a bell curve model, but could you go into that a little bit?
I do use a bell curve model, but I will say that in the beginning, I often have a phone conversation where I want to set up the seller for success. And one of the things you want to tell them right up front is that you are not really there to price their house, because that's why they called you. Every attorney, their neighbor said, get three, get five prices on your house. And if you're competing on price, you're dead in the water, because who do they want to hire?
The person who's willing to say that it's worth the most.
Exactly. And obviously, if you come in realistic with a price that's right on the money, what does the seller think? You don't like my house. You didn't appreciate it.
You don't get what I have.
Exactly. So I think before we even get into how we're going to price it, we're going to think about how do you set up the seller for success? And I think you need to set that expectation on the phone. And it might be something like, when you've called me for a price, I might respond with, oh, I know you called me for an opinion of value or a market analysis. But the reason you really called is you're looking for strategies on how to have the least stressful, most successful strategic transaction for the best results.
Absolutely. And so what you're doing there is you're not positioning yourself as someone who's coming in for pricing. You're positioning yourself as someone who's coming in for the right strategies. And the real goal of that is to change that seller's mindset from that pricing to specifically who is the best person to actually sell this property for them. So once you actually, so you go through that conversation, you have set the tone, you have set expectations on why you're coming in.
And I've already told them I'll probably be the lowest price and the highest commission.
Absolutely, and it's funny, I've heard you say that before. People chuckle, it's often true, but you also usually get them the most money for it. And so if you create that expectation up front again, it's gonna be much easier for you to be more honest with where the actual pricing is likely going to be. But do you mind if we dive into the bell curve?
I love the bell curve. Why don't you do it?
Oh, sure. So I think it's really important to have a really wide price range right now in this market. One, because it is a confusing market. Sometimes we're still getting those multiple offers. Sometimes we're still getting those flyers from people who really, just really want that house and they're willing to overpay for it. I can't believe we got that number. And so the way we do bell curve pricing is we take the bottom of the bell curve on that left-hand side, and the bell curve just looks like a mountain. You take that bottom on the left-hand side and you say, this is the price that in today's market we know we can get. This is the bottom price. This is the, we'd have to see a real market shift to get below that. And then you move over to the middle, which is the top of that bell curve. That's the price that you should get. That's the average in the market. That's the expectation on where we should be. And then on that right-hand side, it's that, I can't believe we got this. What were they thinking? Let's hold our breath till closing because how are we going to get this number? The reality is, when you're talking to your sellers, they can fall on both ends pretty easily. And anyone who tells you that you are going to get a specific amount of money either is lying, or it's some giant complex where there's so many consistent comps that they can get very specific. But in the Boston area where we have such unique properties, there's really no way to tell. And so I want to do a really large price band. I want to give them that incredibly large range. If it's a $700,000 property, I might have a 50K range. If it goes up to
either side.
On either side. If it's $2 million, I might have a $200,000 range. I want to anchor those numbers in their minds because by doing that range, you're stopping someone else from coming in and buying the listing from you. And you're still able to actually give your real pricing expectations where that middle of that bell curve falls. And we always tell them that if you're on the very top of that bell curve, you want to be a little bit to the left. You want to be compelling. You want to be a price that people are going to react to. And just like The Price is Right, if you go a little bit too far over, you don't win anything. And so we're pushing them to go towards that middle point.
So to go back to your bell curve, I like to always remind sellers that on either side, you have just as much chance getting the high number as you do the low number.
Absolutely.
You need to set those expectations. And to go back to The Price is Right, how did you win at The Price is Right?
By being just a little bit underneath right. where the correct number is.
Right.
And
without,
you know,
going over.
Without
when
going
you go
over,
you're penalized and you lose at The Price is Right. And it's the same way in real estate.
And so as we're going into a shifting market and as we're, it's getting, for the first time, brokers are calling each other and saying, I have this listing for 3 weeks, what am I going to do? We're going to have to be better at pricing. We're going to have to be better at getting the sellers to understand where our pricing came from. You're going to have to use more analytics and more actual market data because you want the data to be the bad guy, not you, if you're at a different price than they expect. But the more we can push up front the true market value, but still show that range, the better chance you have of getting the listing.
I think at the end of the day, we have to be pricing ninjas. And you have to explain to sellers to look at the market like buyers do. Their house is a commodity. What is the best value for that price? And at the end of the day, it has to feel good to the buyers. And you have to look at every house in the market and say, am I better than this house at this price or worse? And that's how you can price right in there, because that's how the buyers are going to price it. And the sellers need to understand that.
It is. Well, thank you very much for joining us for this podcast. This is On the Leading Edge with Linda and Ramsey. Thanks so much. See you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.